Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
Let's go with that clip, and then we'll explain some of what we were talking about there.
This is being reported by Reuters, saying that refugees are not getting their COVID shots because the drug makers are afraid of lawsuits. And it's not just big pharmaceutical drug makers that are afraid of lawsuits. It's also the Gates organizations, Gavi and COVAX. You know, COVAX is funded by Gavi, the Global Alliance for Vaccination Initiative is what he calls it. He should call it Vaccine Injections, the Global Alliance for Vaccine Injections. But Gates funds Gavi. Gates and then Gavi funds COVAX. COVAX was set up, they said, as a philanthropic organization to make sure that in the countries where the governments could not afford to buy Soylent gene injections to kill their population, like we're doing here in the West and in the U.S., that they would provide the vaccine for them at lower cost. But that's not happening. And so Reuters and the mainstream media are looking at this and saying, well, this is not good. We've got to get this out there to the people in the poor countries. Well, guess what? The people in the poor countries are not dying. It's the people who are getting the vaccines that are dying. Have you ever seen a pandemic before that didn't begin and either began in the poorest countries or become the worst in the poorest countries where they have very poor nutrition, poor sanitary conditions? They're just poor. And so you've always seen with a real vaccine, with a real pandemic, you will see these types of things happening in poorer countries more extensively. Often you'll see it happening there first. But we're seeing just the opposite now. What we're seeing is not the people who have poor sanitary conditions, poor medical care getting sick. We're seeing the people who have been given the vaccines, the countries giving the vaccines that are getting sicker and dying. The people in these poor countries who didn't get the vaccine, that's not happening to them. And so they're wringing their hands and saying, how can we get this to these greedy corporations and these so-called charitable NGOs, non-governmental organizations. They don't mention Bill Gates' name in here, but you know his fingerprints are all over this with Gavi and with COVAX. This is what they say. Tens of millions of migrants may be denied COVID vaccines, the Trump shots, from a global program because some major manufacturers are worried about legal risks from doing harm to people. They know what they're doing. They are, you know, Fauci put this in 1986. I had somebody send me a thing. He says, yeah, you mention that all the time. Can you send some data? Well, here's what happened. Now, he got put in as head of the NIAID, the Infectious Disease Branch of the National Institutes of Health, in 1985. He pushed and brokered that that Vaccine Act in 1986. You can go back and you see the pictures of him posing with Ronald Reagan when the bill was signed. That was his baby. He walked it through. That's his department. You know, the vaccines fall under the NIAID. And the first thing that Fauci did when he got there 35 years ago was to push through immunity for the vaccine manufacturers. And he's been at the epicenter of all of these scams ever since for the vaccine manufacturers. And so when you look at what is happening with this, they say only about 7% of the people in low-income countries have received a dose. That's why they're not sick, by the way. Reuters won't say that. I will. The legal concerns, said Reuters, are an additional hurdle for public health officials tackling the coronavirus, even as officials say unvaccinated people offer an ideal environment for it to mutate into new variants that threaten hard-won immunity around the world. No, it's not the unvaccinated people. And the most charitable explanation of this, it is not that it is a deadly kill shot, not that it is a genetic code injection that starts to create a deadly toxin. And see, this is not a vaccine in any sense of the word. Vaccines, going back to the smallpox vaccine, were always intended to train your immune system by exposing it to a dead or weakened pathogen. That was the theory. And that's what they would do with smallpox initially. Sometimes, because their technology was very crude and rudimentary, you would get exposed to a smallpox when you got the vaccine. You would get exposed to something that was not dead or weakened. But what they have designed in this is to make sure that your body becomes a vaccine manufacturing facility. And what does it manufacture? It manufactures an unattenuated, deadly pathogen, the spike protein. Moderna even calls it the spike vax. It is a kill shot. It is that spike that is so deadly and that is causing so many problems. So it's not a pandemic in the poor countries because they're not getting the kill shot. You know, Delta and Omicron, in my opinion, are nothing but cover stories for this toxic bioweapon that Trump calls Operation Warp Speed. So they go, going back to the study, they know, the drug makers know, and you have Gavi and COVAX funded by Bill Gates, they know that this is dangerous, so dangerous that they're not going to do anything unless they are held harmless with legal immunity. We saw the blackmailing of governments in Central America, first of all, and that was reported by Stat News based on research coming out of the UK. And there were documents that were put out by the Brazilian officials and the Brazilian government, Argentina, and a third Latin American country. And that was either a year ago or maybe even longer that came out. I'm thinking that it came out in January of 2020. But it was a long time ago that we learned that Pfizer was shaking down these countries and saying, you give us legal immunity. They said, okay, fine. No, but I want legal immunity. I want to have you set up foreign bank accounts outside of your country. And I want you to put up sovereign assets outside of your country. Why did they do that? Well, because they're not looking simply at the normal kinds of product liability. If you are acting fraudulently and your fraudulent actions and you're knowingly killing people, they could and should come after you for criminal charges. So you can give people product liability. Of course, the vaccines are the only products that are given this kind of liability in any industry. So you can give people product liability, but you know what? You can't give people immunity against murder. And that's what we're talking about here. And that's why Pfizer was insisting that they have this stuff put out, assets put in other countries. Then we found out that with the European Union, you had, and I've played that many times, I'm not going to play it again, but you had a group of members of the European Parliament that got together and said they were furious. They fought us for a long time, and finally they gave us these documents. This is not transparency. Look, everything is blocked out on this page. The guy holds it up. We're not allowed to know anything about this, and yet they're going to force us to do this. They're going to take away your life if you don't get this. Well, see, the pharmaceutical companies and the globalists blackmailed all of our governments. And it's pretty easy to do when you got the kind of government officials that we have with Trump and Biden and other people. I mean, these people are flying around with Jeffrey Epstein. You got Biden and the diary that's come out from his daughter showing that he's a pedophile. These people are so easily blackmailed. And these politicians who run our governments around the world then have because the politicians are blackmailed, Pfizer and Moderna can blackmail the governments. And they can also blackmail the governments by saying, we're going to have because all these other politicians are part of this, and they're going to shut this down. Anybody that doesn't have their population vaccinated, that country is going to be isolated and ostracized. And nobody's going to go in or out of your country. That kind of blackmail, holding a gun to their head, saying, sign this document and give me full legal immunity, or nobody comes in or out of your country. So they're blackmailing country by country. They're blackmailing individual politicians. And then those politicians blackmail us individually because that's what they are. It's a criminal class. So the legal concerns, writes Reuters, are an additional hurdle for public health officials tackling the coronavirus, even as officials say unvaccinated people offer an ideal environment for it to mutate into new variants that threaten hard-won immunity around the world. What a joke. What a joke. I mean, Reuters, AP, are you guys serious? Do you really believe that people actually do. I've seen people on social media who seem to believe this stuff because they don't hear anything else. They go on to say many COVID vaccine manufacturers have required that countries indemnify them for any adverse events suffered by individuals as a result of the vaccines, says the United Nations. Where governments are not in control, that is not possible. And so this affects people such as those displaced from Myanmar or Afghanistan or Ethiopian crises. So the UN is pushing these people around in a mass migration. And they're saying for refugees, migrants, and asylum seekers, the global program known as COVAX, that's Gates' program underneath Gavi, created a humanitarian buffer. Gavi, the Vaccine Alliance, is a public-private partnership. No, it isn't. It's a Gates thing. It's a Gates thing. Yeah, he's shaking down some governments for money, but it's a Gates thing. It was set up in 2000 to promote vaccination around the world. Gavi operates COVAX with the World Health Organization, another organization that is owned by Gates. He's the largest contributor. Says that where those applying for doses, mainly NGOs, non-governmental organizations like COVAX, like Gavi, where the NGOs cannot bear the legal risk, deliveries from that stockpile can only be made if vaccine makers accept liability. So you've got something that they know is harmful. Gates doesn't want to accept the liability. His organizations, his NGOs, don't want to accept the liability. The pharmaceutical companies don't want to accept the liability. And there's no government there to say, all right, we're going to make sure that we protect you. And they know that what they're doing is toxic poison. It's why when that guy with the sports official said, I've watched this for decades. Why isn't anybody investigating this? And when I call for an investigation, they say, you're an anti-vaxxer. That tells you that they know, just like you know, just like Gavi and COVAX and all these governments know, they know exactly what this is. Nobody's fooled by this. Millions of refugees, so, are not getting the vaccines because the NGOs and the governments and the drug makers, or rather, because the drug makers and the NGOs fear lawsuits and they're not being held harmless by a government for these refugees. They can't bear the legal risks that can only be made if the vaccine manufacturers accept liability because the government, again, these stateless people don't have a state that is going to force this on them and is going to hold the drug companies harmless.
Alrighty, we are back. And so there you go, folks. That's what we've been telling you. And we've been warning. You know, it's still a lot of people just cannot believe that here in the United States of America, they are purposely going to a part of this world depopulation program. But that's what it's all about, isn't it?
Well, in Europe right now, this is from LifeSite News, a group that includes former Pfizer Vice President Dr. Michael Yeadon filed a complaint with the International Criminal Court, the ICC, on behalf of the UK citizens against Boris Johnson, UK officials, Bill and Melinda Gates, chief executives of Big Pharma, the World Economic Forum chairman, and others for crimes against humanity. And they have additionally charged Dr. Fauci, Tedros Ghebreyesus, the director of the World Health Organization, June Rain, the chief executive of Medicines and Healthcare, MHRA, and the president of the Rockefeller Institute and Foundation, Dr. Peter Daszak, president of EcoHealth, the one who was doing the work over there at Wuhan, and they are charging them with, crimes against humanity. This is big news, but this happened back on the 16th, and I've been waiting to see on Fox or Fox Business or anywhere this story, and it's not there, Pastor. It's kind of interesting. We've got these crimes against humanity being taken to the world court, and it's not news. Interesting, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, it is. Well, let's shift and talk about some other things that's not really news. You're not hearing, you haven't heard anything on this about an NBC, ABC, CBS, or Fox And what we've been telling people about the massive pedophilia in this country right now. And the Democratic Party is not only the party of abortion and the party of sodomy and bestiality, but they are the party of pedophilia. And here, this is from Humans Are Free. A massive child sex trafficking ring busted, protected by police for decades in exchange for sex with the victims. Six sex traffickers were arrested this week for running a Queens-based sex trafficking ring, which trafficked young women and children from Mexico into the U.S. One of those indicted in Brooklyn federal court was a Putnam County police officer who was protecting not the children, but the child sex traffickers in exchange for sex with the victims. Now, we've known about this stuff, and we've been talking about it. And they also have a lot of stuff. The New York Police Department have, and I'm going to hold on to this until I can actually get the documents. But Wayne Pfeiffer, a Village of Brewster police officer, has been helping human traffickers smuggling in young children and younger women from Mexico for years. The sadistic human smuggling scheme has been in operation for nearly two decades, since at least 2002, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office from the Eastern District of New York. You know, we're at the point where you're almost surprised that there would be anybody that would even do anything anymore, you know, with the U.S. attorneys.
Investigating, let alone charging.
Yeah. According to the indictment, Pfeiffer protected the child sex trafficking ring in exchange for sex with victims. For years, Pfeiffer helped the ring avoid arrest, tipped them off to stings, and allowed them to abuse children and young women by exploiting their trust in his badge. According to the complaint, in exchange for the protection, Pfeiffer had his way with trafficking victims, even bringing them to the police station where he would then rape them. For more than 8 years, Pfeiffer allegedly directed members of the Sid Hernandez sex trafficking organization and the Godinez prostitution business to deliver women to him, including the BPD police station, so that he could engage in sexual activity with the women at no cost to him. In exchange, Pfeiffer provided the Sid Hernandez sex trafficking organization and the Godinez prostitution business, protecting them from arrest, including by advanced warning of law enforcement operations and intervening to prevent arrest. The individuals named in an indictment were part of an elaborate network of conspirators that used deception and coercion to sell dreams of a better life in the United States to young and impressionable women who arrived only to be forced into a miserable life of torment, sexual abuse, or prostitution at the hands of their captors, stated HSI acting special agent in charge Rick Patel. Okay, well, I'm going to stop there. It goes on. It's a long article.
Yeah, well, all you have to do is look over at CNN. They started off here a little while ago with that Jeff Toobin doing some strange things on a Zoom call. Then they had to fire Chris Cuomo. Then they had to go after Don Lemon. He's accused of sexual harassment. And now we have a man, and his name is Rick Salaby, and he was the Jake Tapper's producer, and they're saying our world has just been completely flipped upside down. And a couple articles, the Daily Liberty Daily had an article, "What is it about CNN that makes them hire the sickest pedophiles around?" And now John Griffin has been arrested for luring young girls, and that's a real sick story of what he did, having sex with a 9-year-old. And so you could rape a 9-year-old girl. It's all over. When you have the big news organization full of pedophiles, What does, A, that tell you about the organization? Two, what does it tell you about the people that listen to these people? And three, what does it say about our culture, Pastor Ernie, where you have so many pedophiles running around loose going after our children and grandchildren? This is one sick, sick society.
Well, it's exactly the way God's Word, the Bible, with 100% pure accuracy, said it would be in Romans 1 and 2 Timothy 3.
Yep.
So. These people kind of look the make the mafia look like the good old boys, you know.
All righty, here you go.
Yeah, they stayed away from children. They
were not nearly as evil as these folks.
Let's go to breaking. D.C. judge orders the release of 3 hours of Capitol surveillance video from inside West Terrence Tunnel on January 6th, where police were beating the heck out of Trump supporters. So now, if we get this out, and again, the Democrats know, Nancy Pelosi and that, they know what's going to happen. We have this, and they know that they're going to go to jail if that election comes, because now, I mean, it's got to the point where there's so much angst, and we're finally got some Republicans, and if we have that, the midterms, we have a lot of special forces guys running for office. We get these people into office, and we're going to get some kind of justice, maybe, okay?
Right, well, we don't have prissy people running, going into politics.
Yeah.
We've got some people that they're willing to stand on principle, have already risked their life to serve their country, and they're not going to back down like most of these prissy politicians and preachers. But, hey, I've got perfect example of a Democratic Biden voter. This gentleman of Florida, his name was Patrick Florence, was in a vehicle that was stopped by the police. It had no headlights, taillights. Anyway, the driver was arrested, but they looked at him, and there was a .38 special under his seat. This Patrick Florence, well, he had a rap sheet, long, long, dozens of felony convictions. So they did a search, and they found plastic baggies wrapped around his private parts. And, of course, the suspect denied. They said they were not his, did not belong to him. Perfect Democratic voter caught with, on his private parts, packages of cocaine and methamphetamines. In possession of an illegal firearm and he's a felon, and of course the gun and all the drugs did not belong to him. Perfect Democratic voter, right?
Well, you know, if he gets a Democratic prosecutor, he'll get off free.
Yeah.
He'll probably end up suing the cop and arresting him.
Yeah, they violated something wrong, but That's the kind of world, it seems like our world goes crazy like that. But I was reading more. They said other suspects have denied owning drugs and syringes in other places. I don't even want to mention on TV, socks on their feet, in their shoe, crack pipes in female organ. Oh, it's getting crazy out there.
Okay.
It's like you said, God said it would happen, and it is definitely happening.
I'm going to open the phone lines and take some calls, but before we take the first call, CDC data, fentanyl overdoses now kill more Americans aged 18 to 45 than COVID, than cancer, than all the car accidents, and all the suicides combined.
Whoa.
As the media and many Americans live now, who's involved with the drug trafficking and bringing that in? Who is involved, who works hand-in-hand with the drug dealers and the human traffickers? The Democratic Communist Party works hand-in-hand with them. That's how so many of them get so rich. You got the corruption. They're totally and completely corrupt. I mean, there's...
Well, they also do insider trading. That insider trading does help them... earn quite a bit of extra money.
Well, Nancy Pelosi said she should be able to do insider trading.
Yeah, she should be able to do it, right.
Okay. As the media and the Americans live in constant fear of COVID-19. A more deadly emergency is being relatively ignored in comparison to the COVID pandemic. According to the latest data from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, almost 79,000 Americans aged 18 to 45 died from fentanyl overdoses between the years 20 and 21. That's 1 year. That's 80,000, 79,000 in 1 year's time. Okay, there you go. Let's go and take Kevin. Kevin, you're in the air.
Yeah, Brother Sanders, praise the Lord. You know, I got a quick point about the variants, but one of your guests that call in that you guys have deemed as your sometimes co-host, he calls in the name of Cliff, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, Cliff. Yeah,
well, it's he calls kind of an inside joke.
He calls two other talk shows under different names.
Oh, I know, I know. I hear him at times. Yeah, we know.
Yeah,
Cliff.
Yeah, okay, so you know
Cliff,
that,
it's right. Up. You've been outed, Cliff. So
okay,
go ahead. Yeah,
know about that. Yeah. Anyway, World Economic Forum, and I'm sure they took this down by now. I got this before the first one came out, Delta. And it's World Economic Forum, John Hopkins University, their own website. Don't be stupid. You're being played and manipulated. I don't know if you have this. I'd like to send it to you. But I kept it, and sure enough, Delta came, right? And they skipped a whole bunch of other ones, but they've got them all lined up with dates. And now Omicron was originally supposed to be May 22, but they got a little ahead of themselves. And guess, the last one is Omega.
Okay, now, was that what university put that out?
That's John Hopkins.
Yeah, John Hopkins. You probably got that from us. That was in one of our newsletters.
Okay, okay. All right, so you already know about this, though.
Oh, yeah, we covered that, yeah. We give that out.
Given names before, the names were listed of the new variants before the variants ever appeared by several months. We thought that was kind of strange. They knew what variant was coming when. It kind of worried me.
Mm-hmm. All the way up to February 23. They don't want this to end.
Yeah.
No, they don't. This is the gift that never ends. It's like that song, the gift that never ends, that they can keep scaring the sheep, and the sheep will get more obedient. They're going to get rid of all the old. They're going to get rid of the useless eaters, all those sick old people that are draining the coffers of the cities and the government because of health care for, you know.
Well, I'm going to miss you, Joe.
Exactly what they want.
Okay, brother. Thank you.
I'm going to miss you, Joe. I'm going to miss you.
Well, I'm not going anywhere. I'm
all right. Thanks, Kevin.
Okay,
let's
bye.
Go to Patricia. Patricia, you're in the air.
Hi, I'm Pastor Ernie. How are you today?
Compared to what, Patricia? I don't know myself. Go ahead.
I know. Well, I'm calling. I'm a little bit nervous because I live in Massachusetts.
Uh-oh.
And, yes, and today our Boston mayor, she was just elected. She announced that we are going to have the, show proof of vaccinations by January 15th. But she also said that we have to, that all adults have to be vaccinated by February 15th. And then all children by March 15th. My question is, I listen to your show all the time. I desperately do not want to get vaccinated because I'm so scared. I listen to everything you all say on the show. And so what are my options, someone like myself, living in, you know, in a state like this where now I'm not going to have any options?
Well, if I were you, I would lawyer up, but there are... Now, frontline doctors have gotten, they've put together, in fact, they're working on that, a whole team of lawyers to go after people like that mayor and sewer. Because, see, that's a violation of your First Amendment rights. That's a violation. That is not an actual vaccine. It's not. And so, I mean, they've admitted that. And so I would get together with some other people and do a class action lawsuit against her. They're doing that around the country.
And I've got two, get a pencil and paper. I've got two places for you to go look. There's a toolkit.
Okay,
one
I have
is firstliberty.org. You can go to firstliberty.org.
Okay.
And the other is libertyfirst.legal. Libertyfirst.legal.
Dot legal, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so
much. And that'll give you a starting point for some attorneys that are working on this problem.
Okay. Okay. And do you all think that, like, the exemptions will work in this case?
Well, the exemptions that we mailed out in our mailing, a number of people wrote us back and said thank you because that's all they needed, that religious exemption. Others, it was strange because they had mailed it back to me saying that their employers demanded that I sign that, which I had no problem signing it as a pastor, and mailed it back, and they accepted it. So,
some places, like there are several big, large corporations that are just flat saying they are not accepting any religious exemptions to the vaccine, that they just will not accept any religious exemptions. So it's getting to be very complicated out there.
Yes, I can tell.
Well, you've had five federal courts that have ruled that they cannot mandate vaccines. So they're opening themselves up to lawsuits, and that's what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to sue them.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much, and I love the work that you all are doing. God bless you all.
Well, thank you, Patricia. God bless you, too. And have a Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you.
Okay.
You too. Bye.
Bye now. Let's go to Amber. Amber, you're in the air.
Oh, hi, Pastor and everybody. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, I wanted to call about Romney's niece. I had just read that she had, I guess, the gay pride parade flag brought into, you know, the Republican headquarters. And she really is pushing the gay agenda. And I guess Tony Perkins, I believe he's from the Family Research Council, is calling for her to, you know, step down because she doesn't represent the conservative platform. But I think she's really dangerous. I believe she's a big, you know, she's like opposition, you know. I believe she got all that money to, you know, fight back against the fraud in the election, and no one knows where that money all went, you know, to fight the fraud before the election, this last election. But I think she's a wolf in sheep's clothing. And I think
you're right, because she came out and I heard her say that there was she came out and said that Biden won the election. Biden did not win the election. Biden stole that election. And anyone and everyone that says different's a liar, and there's no truth in them. And they know that. And they know that, all of those people
exactly.
In that media.
Yeah, she needs to be taken out of there. So I agree with Tony Perkins absolutely on that. And the one other point is you were speaking about pedophilia, and there's one man that has always, like, spoken out about pedophilia. He's a Christian man. He's always talking about protecting the children. He's really getting attacked right now, and that is Lynn Wood. You know, I believe he is, you know, a godly man. I believe he, you know, does believe in Jesus Christ, and he speaks out about it. And he's really getting attacked right now from many different corners. And he's starting to release a lot of evidence on all these people that are attacking them. And I am just becoming shocked at all the stuff that, you know, people that I thought were true conservatives, they've turned out to be pretty fake. You know, he just released some, I don't know if you recall last year when that whole Hunter Biden video came out, and, you know, Tucker Carlson was saying that, you know, he didn't want to talk about Hunter's son because, you know, we should feel sorry for him for being on drugs and all that. So he wouldn't talk about that whole Hunter Biden video. Well, at that time, Lynn Wood said something about he knows why, you know, what the story behind that. Well, Tucker Carlson just did that interview with Kyle Rittenhouse and pretty much threw Lynn Wood under the bus. And so Lynn Wood just released some emails and stuff that Tucker Carlson is friends with Hunter Biden, and Hunter Biden got his oldest daughter into some pristine college. So, you know, there's connections there. It's like everybody's connected. You just don't know.
I would check that out because I did see Tucker Carlson and also Hannity both did. They showed Biden on their program with a prostitute, and they also there were pictures, but they did that clip showing him taking money and played the recordings that the prostitute said. And so I would be very careful with a lot of this, where it's coming from, because
right,
yeah,
I saw that too. Tucker Carlson talked about that and mentioned how that the media keeping that a secret lost, you know, millions of votes. A lot of people wouldn't have voted for Biden. I mean, he said a lot of things. So I have a feeling that's there's some fake news, and they try and do that to cut the, you know, we have enough problem with rhinos without these lies and deception. So I would check that triple check.
And I must warn, you know, to have much discernment with this Reawaken tour, you know, if you look closely at a lot of their events and this guy that's running the whole thing, that Clay Clark person, he has a bunch of Illuminati triangles and signs. And, you know, General Flynn was just recently praying to the seven or six rays of light or whatever that is at their events. I just think we as Christians need to have much discernment.
Amber, that's exactly what I would do if I were you. Believe me, there is so much disinformation out there on that internet that you can't believe all of that. And there are people like Flynn and that are good people, but there's a lot of false information. Now, it's being put out from both sides. The white hats and the black hats are putting out disinformation, trying to confuse the other. So be very careful.
There is a huge difference. I mean, there are, you know, I consider the conservative side, there's the patriots, but then there's the godly patriots. You know, not all patriots, General Flynn, you know.
I know, but let me give you some examples. I had some people calling me so many times where Hillary Clinton had been arrested. She was taken to Gitmo. She was put on trial. And I said, No, we got this. This is good information. We got this right there from the QAnon people. No, you didn't. You got this information that was put out, okay? That Supreme Court justice, the elderly Jewish woman, having a senior moment right now. You know who I'm talking about.
Reagan?
Yeah. No. The one that died.
Ruth Bader.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg. They had her dead several years ago. They had her. She's been dead. That's why you don't see her. And I said, no, she has not been dead. Believe me. Now, just recently, I had people that really should have known better trying to tell me that JFK is still alive and that he is QAnon. Okay, he was QAnon 1. Okay, JFK is not still alive. Don't fall for this kind of stuff. It's out there.
What I'm saying is I'm actually seeing the pictures for myself. You know, if you go look at Clay Clark's previous books, you will see the Illuminati signal with the seeing eye on all of his books. He just, at one of his events, the poster's right there. The whole triangle is right there, and his name is, like, right smack in the middle of it. I mean, you know, I'm just saying, have discernment for these people that are putting on these events. I mean, they charge $500 to $3,000 just to attend.
All right.
You know, that's fine if they call it patriotic, but they should not be calling it like as if it's a Christian event.
Yeah, I've got to move on because the whole board's there. But listen, be discernful and have a blessed, blessed Christmas. God bless. Let's go to, he's back. This is the guy with the different names. Cliff, you're in the air.
Yeah, how you doing? Yeah, I do have would question that clip. It seems he's lumping in Trump and Biden as deep pops. But I wanted to go to a scripture. It's the end of Jeremiah chapter 51. It says something, and it's also in the middle of that chapter. It says, "Flee Babylon," I'm paraphrasing, "and deliver my soul, deliver your soul." And I could relate this to the vaccines, so-called vaccines, in a sense that participating in this is like participating in basically murder, you know, for example, in any form of it, the FDA, you know, hijacking ivermectin, so they'll route people into the shot. Do you see that? Do you see like that as like, flee this stuff and don't participate?
No, absolutely. You want nothing to do with any of this stuff. And again, look, it's obvious. Well, to certain people, it's obvious. Obviously, it's not to others. And you know what? I know this thing that the article I just read about, all of these Democrats are going to die. I know that the Democrats, about 2-1, are taking the shot, but many of them are not. Many of them are not taking the shot, okay? In fact, it's an interesting thing because of all those that to come out, they came out with the marches in New York right there and other places, believe it or not. You have burn, loot, and murder, Black Lives Matter, and Antifa actually marching with the anti-vaxxers, you know, out there. So they don't want to take the shot either, okay? And so...
Yeah, and another scripture that was interesting that might relate a little bit is, I didn't quite catch this previously, but right before it's in James chapter 4, it says there's only one lawmaker that has the power to save or destroy, and then it goes into that litany of you know, don't make plans.
James 4, 1 through 17, or 14 through 17, yeah.
Yeah, and that could be like an imprecatory prayer. In other words, the Lord, or you could relate it to yourself, I think. The Lord could save your plans or destroy them, or actually save you or destroy you. It could go either way, basically.
Well, what he's telling you is don't be so arrogant not to understand who is sustaining you. You're sustained. You're not, you're not living on your own. God sustains us. And this is why we often tell people that the time of our departure from when our soul will be required of us has been predetermined already. And so what he's telling you is don't be so arrogant to say, well, I'm going to do this tomorrow, I'm going to do this tomorrow, or say, if the Lord's will, because the Lord is listening, right? And the point it doesn't make him happy to hear people boasting. In fact, that's what it says. It says here.
It's about boasting, yeah.
Right. He says, for what is your life? It's even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and vanishes away. For that you ought to say, if the Lord will, you should live and do this or that. But now you rejoice in your boastings, and all such rejoicing is evil, okay? Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and do it not, to him it is sin. So he's making a very clear point there.
Yeah, well, two examples would be Nebuchadnezzar boasted and Herod, right? With the worms ate him on the spot. He didn't give glory to God, right?
Oh, yeah. There's a number of different ones that boasted throughout the scripture.
And did not turn
and
out
it showed
well.
You that God was listening to them in real time as to their behavior.
Oh, absolutely. I got to move on, though, because the entire board is lit. Thanks,
okay.
Cliff. Let's go to Darla. Darla, you're in the air.
Hello, Pastor. I'm calling from New York, and I want to give you something that happened just recently. There are these talk show hosts on a very, very, very well-known radio station here in New York, morning show. Maybe about 6 or 7 months ago, one of the hosts, he was reluctant to take the vaccine back and forth. His wife talked him into it, made the appointment. At any rate, he took it. Just a couple of days ago, it was announced that he has prostate cancer. Now, I don't know whether that was a result of the vaccine or he would have gotten it anyway. He's in his 50s, and, you know, that is kind of a shame. He's being treated for it, and I'm sure he'll be okay. But it's one of those things, you know, that happen. So I wanted to relate that to you. The other thing, I don't know if you heard, Joe Biden is giving a talk tomorrow, and he might make it mandatory to have a vaccine if you want to fly. Did you ever hear this? Did you hear this?
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah, that's what he wants to do.
He's going to give a speech. He's doubling down on everything, even though the courts have said it's unconstitutional, illegal. They've boxed themselves into a corner, and all they can do now is fight and double down on everything. So it's like most things, it'll get worse before it gets better.
Well, the exemption, the sheet that you sent out, the health exemption, mm-hmm. is that going to be helpful in this area? I mean, how can they restrict people from flying, for God's sakes, really?
Well, they can't. Like I said, you've had now five federal courts rule that he cannot do that.
Okay.
So they cannot, that is not a law. That's his executive order, which carries no law. It's unconstitutional. And so here's a good example. Devastating. 40% of Democrats now say Biden deserves to be impeached.
Oh, God, yes.
So he knows he's on it. I mean, he knows what's going to happen. So he's going to do whatever he can to as much damage to this country as he can. That's why he's there.
It's heartbreaking, I swear. And it is just, it's a mind-boggling kind of thing to think that this could be going on in our country. I just don't get it. I just don't get it. And it's shocking. And the other thing is that members of Congress do not have to take this vaccine, okay? But how is that fair? I mean, we're not talking fair here, but how is that possible?
Not only members of Congress are exempt, all of their staff are exempt.
Yeah.
And not only that, but all of the staff at Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, and the other one, all of them are exempt from taking it.
I didn't know that.
The CDC and the NIH, whatever that NIAH.
Right. Yeah. They're all exempt.
It's insane, and it's really, I don't
know. No, it's a revolution. You are watching a communist revolution in the process, with the outcome has not yet been determined. But you are living in the middle of a revolution.
I agree.
We have to move on, Dara. We're running out of time. Let's go to Timothy.
Good evening. I'll make it brief because I know we're running late here. I just wanted to call after listening to the show that people need to trust in the Lord and not in man.
Amen.
Every day there's something new, and everybody gets up in a tizzy. And I'm trying to stay balanced every day because I'm keeping my eyes upon the cross, and I choose each day who I'm going to serve. And I just let the Bible's all clear about the fools and tells you about the fools, how they're defined, what they do, what they say. And we see it every day in an example of those that follow fools. It's like the blind leading the naked. And I choose not to be part of that group. I know that it's a select few that are chosen, and I want to make sure that I am chosen.
All right. Well, thanks, Timothy. Merry Christmas to you all.
Merry Christmas as well. We just need to keep our eyes on that cross.
Amen.
Amen.
We're going to go to John. John, you're in the air.
Yeah, I really think that you've even mentioned that sort of acknowledged that many of the leftists are now coming around to opposing this huge criminal, big pharma drug cartel and its tentacles around the media, around the FDA, the CDC, and all the fake experts. One of the leftists is, as I've mentioned before, the globalresearch.ca website, globalresearch.ca, and they've about the only place that I've found the real experts and the horse's mouth testimony from the former vice president of Pfizer, who says, now that he's retired, that the vaccines are dangerous, don't take them. The former inventor of the...
Yeah, we played both of them. We played both of them right here on this radio, the entire statements that they made.
That's right. They both said that as the ultimate experts and insider whistleblowers, don't take it because it's deadly. And now I think what has to be understood is that this constant, I think, claiming that this is some kind of a communist conspiracy is really...
Oh, it is a communist conspiracy, too, because
not,
this... Yeah. But we got to go because we are now out of time. So let's go. We have right now 3 minutes, Joe. So I'm going to go ahead and tell the folks that, like we always do. Now, we have now just come to the most important part of the program. And there is a communist conspiracy, but it goes way back farther than that, you know. I mean, virtually... Karl Marx, all he did, Karl Marx was a Satanist to the bone. And today when people don't understand, they don't understand what communism is. Communism is Satanism. It's just another name. So whether you call it communism or Satanism, or it's the Antichrist world system. Everything in communism is totally contrary to the Word of God. So the bottom line is, and they understand that. This is why you had so many of these democratic leaders, these communists, are hardcore practicing Satanists. But the bottom line is simply this, just like what we talked about. There's only one source that we have out there that we can completely trust, and that's the Word of God. That's
amen,
right here.
Amen.
This is King James Bible. We can trust it. Now, here's why. Because the Lord Jesus said heaven and earth would pass, but his words would never pass away. God said he was going to keep this, he would make these words available to us, okay? Now, I tell you this, God always does what he says he'll do, and we have it. Now, it's been under attack. I mean, all the New Age perversion, those who put those out, they attack it. This word of God is hated. I mean, it is hated by the world out there. It really hated. Remember Obama called us Bible thumpers and... And so, folks, God's word doesn't study at all. It doesn't stutter at all. I study. It stutter. It doesn't stutter, right, Joe? Don't stutter,
right.
Joe.
He doesn't.
Anyhow.
We have senior moments, God. The Ancient of Days does not.
Amen. So, folks, it simply tells you this. It tells you that you're going to die. That's for real. That'll happen. And when you die, you're either going to go to heaven or hell. There ain't no other places. Those are the two. And you don't want to go to the latter. You don't want to go to hell. And there's a way out of it. The Lord Jesus gave you a way out. He gave you a way out, even though you didn't deserve it. But he gave you a way out. And that's call upon, that is pray to the Father, ask for forgiveness of your sins. Call upon his name. Ask him to be the Lord of your life. And if you'll do that and mean it, then you can avoid that burning lake of fire. So, and you've got God's word upon it. Read the Gospel of John chapter 3. Read it and do it. Until tomorrow, we want to say good night.
Good night.
God bless. And always, 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 and I mean always, keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.